WNRC convention. DX till you drop, WNRC.
IDXers, welcome to Market Scope, your monthly air check segment that lets you hear what stations in other markets sound like. For September, we say hello to an old friend, Mark Marino, who sends along recordings of suburban Chicago AM stations that, for most of us, are a real DX challenge.
I had an important reason for wanting to bring you this particular Market Scope, because out of all the Market Scopes I've ever done, I've never brought you one from my home market. That is the area I grew up in. So you're going to hear now a scope of the stations in the Chicago's south suburbs and northwest Indiana. And I hope you don't mind me giving you a bit of the history of the stations, because I grew up in the area, a lot of it I'm pretty familiar with. Our first station, well, it came on the air when I was in California, so I don't remember exactly when it came on the air, but I believe sometime in 1987, and it's the only station from there on AM that I can pick up here in Jacksonville, and it's 750 WNDZ from Portage.
This is Access Radio Chicago, AM 750 WNDZ, Portage, Indiana, Chicago.
В ефірі Незалежне Радіо.
Служба новин ДВС при мікрофоні Андрій Кравець. Заголовки на цю годину. Блок «Наша Україна» сказав, що припиняє свою участь у переговорному процесі по створенню помаранчевої революції.
This next station was kind of brought in from the outside. It used to broadcast from Valparaiso, but at this point their studios are in Oak Lawn. They transmit from Riverdale, and the call sign, though, is the same. It's WNWI. They feature mostly foreign programming, but some shows they have feature polkas, and the announcers speak English.
Przed mikrofonem Maciek Baran, zapraszam do 12:00. Przed nami jeszcze 3 godziny poniedziałkowej audycji, a za chwilę wiadomości.
You're listening to WNWI, Oakland, Chicago, 1080 AM radio.
I ze świata. Wiadomość jedynki.
Zero tolerancji. Czas na twarde egzekwowanie prawa. Minister Sprawiedliwości zapowiada rozprawę z pseudokibicami.
I guess you could say our next catch is a station, the only one in the area that carries both local news and local sports. They've had a number of format changes over the past several years and a couple of different owners. But right now, they've settled into a format that's mostly oldies, but they've got a very friendly-type talk show in the morning.
It's still a common occurrence, too, in Mexico. People just disappear.
They just disappear overnight.
You oppose the Mexican government, you could easily disappear.
Exactly. Well, you could like I said, you talk against the Mexican government, you know you're going to be in big trouble.
All right, Roosevelt.
Very interesting. Thank you very much, Roosevelt.
845-1100. Let's go right back to the phone lines. The Morning Stampede. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. It's Missy. I have some breaking traffic news for you.
What's up, Missy? You're on the Morning Stampede. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Walt calling from Munster.
What's up, Walt?
Mr. Durbin, interesting guy. At one time, he was pro-life.
Was he?
He decided he wanted a big career in Democrat politics, and he knew that he could not be pro-life and be a Democrat and get anywhere, and he flip-flopped on that issue. That's the kind of guy he is. But tonight, there's going to be this big debate between Mayor Nagin, New Orleans, and his runoff opponent, Mr. Landrieu.
Is anybody going to carry that, do you know?
Yes, MSNBC is going to carry it, yeah.
Good.
Now, I want to ask you before we go to break, and then we'll talk about this after the break on the Morning Stampede. Is it even conceivable that you could round up 10? 12, 15 million people.
No.
And deport them back to their their home,
their
origins.
I can't even imagine how that could be possible.
Well, you know, the greatest country in the world, the reason everybody wants to come here is for opportunity and freedom. You're listening to AM 1230 WJOB in the Morning Stampede.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cold was right,
we play the music our parents warned us about. Ain't it great? AM 1230 and 1420. 1230 and 1420. Timeless music.
Hi, this is Andy Birch, manager of GCR Firestone in downtown Hammond, serving the Calumet region for over 75 years.
Tuesday is the day we play Beat the Preacher. We're going to shake it up a little bit this morning, Roman. I don't know how much help you can be, but I'm going to let you be as much help as you want to be.
Yeah.
To anyone that calls, because we basically have one question today.
Okay.
From the year 1975, the year that I graduated from the great Hessville High School. Hessville High, Morton. Two songs that year were number one. So besides the fact that these two songs were number one in the year 1975, besides that, they had in common, they had three other things in common. I'm going to play both of those songs today.
Okay.
All total, they had four things in common. They were number one hits in the year 1975. That's an obvious one. There's three other things that these two songs had in common. We'll play them in the 7 o'clock hour. And you can take a stab at it. I'll give you a, what we have available, a $25 gift certificate for Freddy's Steakhouse.
Okay.
In Hammond. Four total things these two songs had in common. Three besides the one that I just gave you. They were both number one hits in the year 1975. I'll play them both. You should be able to figure out two of the next three things fairly easily. The third one is going to take a little bit of preacherisms.
Okay.
Whoever gets it first, I'll give them a $25 gift certificate for Freddy's Steakhouse.
All right.
So we'll play those songs for you in the 7 o'clock hour. Before the break, we were talking about President Bush's speech last night, which lasted 17 minutes, as you had mentioned. You thought it was a very short speech for a change.
Well, it's... what else do we have?
I don't know.
Portage. Do you see this in Portage? A dress code that could ban much of the clothing Portage High School students wear appears to be on its way to passage. Well, here's another thing. You know, we've talked about this on at JOB, and we're gonna break here in a minute, but I'll just give you the headline. 12 arrested at underage drinking party. Porter County.
Porter County?
Yeah, and you know what? This is a whole thing, too, because you have the parents who say, I'd rather have them drinking in my home than going somewhere else and drinking. So even though they're underage, I will let them drink in my home.
Actually knew some parents that tried that when we were kids. Give us a call and let us know what you think about it. I mean, you know, I could go almost either way on that. You're listening to AM 1230 WJOB, The Morning Stampede, right here when we come back.
Music that was hot then and cool now. Good times, great music. Oldies AM 1230 and 1420.
Meet me at Freddy's!
Freddy's is the only steakhouse in the region that serves their steak on a piping hot sizzler platter.
For more about Freddy's, give us a call at 219-844-1500. Degrees in Hammond, looking for a high today of 61 in Northwest Indiana. And here's a look at your WJOB news. President Bush said Monday night he would order as many as 6,000 National Guard troops to secure the U.S. border with Mexico and urged Congress to give millions of illegal immigrants a chance at citizenship as he tries to build support for a major overhaul of the nation's outdated immigration laws.
This station at 1470 came on the air in early 1963 as WMPP. It was that call letters and a soul format, until maybe about 1980. Then they went gospel. Later they were taken over by another owner that made them black gospel when the call sign WCFJ. That lasted about 10 years until they finally were silent. When the new owners took them over, the transmitter site was in such disarray, it took them 2 years to rebuild the whole thing. But now they're back in business, and they do everything from foreign programming, oldies, sports, jazz, whatever they can figure out to put on.
And suddenly I see you. Did I tell you I need you?
This is Access Radio Chicago, AM 1470, WCFJ, Chicago Heights.
Beautiful. Danny Waldman, I apologize. Good luck. Best of luck on the event. Hopefully a lot of money will be raised for a wonderful, wonderful cause.
Definitely hope so. Thanks for having me, Josh.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
He's a cool guy. Goalie for the Chicago Storm. You be a goalie in indoor arena soccer.
You're going to have some serious reflexes.
Yeah.
You know, like they do that thing with you, they hit you with the knee. With that, you actually kick the guy before they touch you. That's serious reflexes.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what the doctor's asking for?
Yeah.
Seriously, if you let somebody actually hit you with that thing,
yep.
How good are your reflexes?
Yeah. I still like the Three Stooges when Curly got hit in the left knee and his right leg kicks the doctor.
Yeah.
He goes over to the right knee and gets tapped in the right knee, left leg in the groin of the doctor. I tried that once. Didn't work. And it was a female doctor, too. Outstanding. We have come to the end of a show. Yes, Matt.
I got to tell you, Coach, just listening to Danny, it struck me the last time I was arrested for a cause that I think it was something about probable cause. I don't remember any.
The important thing was the cause, though.
Yes.
If people want to donate money, Matt, are you still accepting it?
Oh, I'm accepting. You can mail it directly to my home address, which I will not give out on the air yet.
Beautiful.
Maybe somewhere down the road away.
1060 West Addison.
Wonder where I am these days.
Chicago. 60618.
Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody...
Big Dawn, we got to wrap it up. Monday's show coming to a close. We will be back at you tomorrow. You will, I assume, I haven't checked the program schedule, but you're set all 5 days this week.
Coach, I'm going to have to leave at 8:15 tomorrow. It's finally got to the point where I have to start leaving early. It's driving me crazy.
The George is backed up again.
Brutal. Oh, it was so bad today.
We do want to thank our guest on today's show, the recently departed Danny Waldman of the Chicago Storm, and Adam Pitlock, the outstanding author of Standing Eight. Big Dog, get us out of here. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Remember, folks, to spread the truth.
And pass the gas.
See you tomorrow, 10 a.m.
It don't matter if you're by my side.
You've been listening to The Morning Break, Chicagoland Sports Talk Radio, brought to you by JC Sports and Tees. This is Access Radio Chicago, AM 1240, WSBC, Chicago, and AM 1470, WCFJ, Chicago Heights.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to hear from you again, and great job on the air checks. We look forward to you wrapping up the AM band next month. If you'd like to send in a Market Scope contribution, send it to Phil Wayne. That's me. 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. I, along with the DX Audio Service membership, would be most appreciative. Now with more great radio news and information, here's the head guy, and he's talking radio.
Thanks, Phil. On this edition of the DX Audio Service, we're going to do a change-up on you because we had a technical glitch with our telephone system. We've been plagued with those for some reason. And we also had a reschedule on our We're Talking Radio segment. And what we're going to do on the We're Talking Radio segment is we're going to feature this person on All Radio 3, and it's going to be worth it to listen to his interview because he's got a brand new book out, which is absolutely fascinating. And he's such a supporter of the National Radio Club. He mentions us on the air all the time, so I think it's going to be well worth the listen. On the technical side, we had our PBX system, our telephone system, blow up on us. We've been plagued with all kinds of problems. We had the telephone lines out in Mount Rainier. For some reason, went down a couple of times. Then just recently, we had a fiber cut, which is the way we bring in a lot of our telephone service and our internet service. And they were digging for a gas line and brought up the fibers. And unfortunately, when they get cut, we're just kind of like down and out. And then just this past week, we had the hard drive and the CD-ROM and some other components in our telephone system just die for some reason. So I've been scrambling to get the telephone system back up and reprogram it. But unfortunately, we lost all the Musings to the Members. So if you called between the last issue and this issue, we lost the telephone calls because those are written as computer files and they didn't get transferred over to our audio editor. So we apologize for that. If you would, please call back after this issue and hopefully we can get everything restored in time. For the remainder of this issue, I've got a couple different news articles and also a demonstration about something which one of our members quizzed me on extensively, and that is radio station automation and how we do the music on WNRC. Let's first look at some news events and things. Is XM serious about profits? XM Satellite Radio Holdings Incorporated reported a wider loss for its second quarter on Thursday as it absorbed changes for restructuring its debt. The company again has lowered its estimates for a full-year subscriber count. XM, which is based in Washington, D.C., lost $231.7 million, or 87 cents per share, in the 3 months ending on June the 30th, versus a loss of $148.8 million, or 70 cents per share, in the comparable period a year ago. Revenues nearly doubled to $227.9 million from $125.4 million a year ago. The company says it now expects the end of the year with a consumer base of between 7.7 million and 8.2 million, and that it would refine that range at the end of the third quarter. The company also cited the current marketplace dynamics and regulatory uncertainty for the certainty of its radio model for the change. The news is sure to disappoint investors who punished XM stock in May when it lowered its previous forecast for year-end subscribers to 8.5 million from 9 million, blaming problems with product availability and soft retail sales. In pre-market trading, XM shares fell 50 cents or 8.4% to $9.86. On Monday, the company named one of its board directors, Nate Davis, to the newly created position of President and Chief Operating Officer, where he will share oversight of the company's operations with CEO Hugh Pinheiro. Davis, a former senior executive at XO Communications, Nextel, and MCI, will remain on XM's board, where he served as director since 1999. The latest figures include $82.3 million in losses from its restructuring of its debt and other non-operating losses, the company said. Excluding non-operating items in both periods, XM's quarterly losses narrowed to $45.9 million from $88.9 million. Its gross cost per subscriber addition increased to $112 million in the quarter, up 98 in the same period a year ago. The company added 398,012 net subscribers in the period, ending the second quarter with 6.9 million subscribers, an increase of 56% over the year ago. Now, XM's problems are continuing as they have suspended shipments of their receivers. XM receiver maker AudioVox has suspended shipments of its Express XMCK10 model. Why? Because the FCC says the FM modulator inside it is non-compliant. Bank of America analyst Jonathan Jacoby said that the receiver has accounted for about 10% of XM's retail unit sales, and he expects consumers to switch to other models. However, Sirius will likely benefit as well. The wireless communications equipment company says that it is conducting an internal review and that shipments would be suspended until it is determined that it is operating within FCC specifications. Shame on you. No, not you, the DX Audio Service member. Radio and TV. What's happened? Was February really that raunchy? the Federal Communications Commission reported that the number of radio and television complaints about obscenity and indecency mushroomed from 44,287 in the last year's fourth quarter to 141,994 in the first 3 months of this year. But virtually all of those 142,000 complaints, 138,527 to be exact, were lodged in February. Once again, it appears that the well-organized decency activists and their websites were very, very busy. And the question needs to be asked, should the same indecency rules for radio apply to cable as well as satellite? In the wake of last week's Senate passage of the Sam Brownback bill, the National Association of Broadcasters would prefer responsible self-regulation. The Brownback bill says it wants to hike indecency fines to $325,000. Call it the Janet Jackson effect. There's always been support for raising fines from $32,500 to something much higher. Now that the Sam Brownback bill passes, it's on to a House-Senate conference to resolve many of the differences. But beyond that, the National Association of Broadcasters believes the rules should, quote, be applied equally to include cable, satellite television, and satellite radio, unquote. Meanwhile, the Parents Television Council, which produces a torrent of complaints from its website, hails the Senate vote as a victory for families against a barrage of raunch on the public airwaves. You know, I really wonder if people are listening to the radio anymore. If DX Audio Service members are actively turning on their radio and listening to different radio stations and dialing around, because we've had this contest going now for at least a month or so. It's going to end at the end of September, where you have to find Fred. That is, find me on the radio doing a weather forecast for a radio station. And quite frankly, I've been shocked that some of the logical members have not found me yet. You see, I'm right under their noses in markets very close to them. But they have not found me yet. So there is still hope. And if you would like to try this contest, it's very simple. I've been doing weather forecasts on several radio stations on the weekends, and these radio stations basically contract with a company that I work for, which does radio broadcasts. How do those broadcasts sound? Well, let me give you a few of them. This morning, partly cloudy with a high of 85 degrees. Northeast wind between 7 and 10 miles an hour. There's a 40% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm for today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65 degrees. On Monday, as we head back to work, partly cloudy skies and a high of 88. Monday night, partly cloudy and a low of 66. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 90. From the WeatherBug Weather Center at Oldies, I'm Fred Richards. From the Weather Center for this morning, sunny through the mid-morning. Here's a forecast for the Oldies listening area. For this afternoon, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny. This is the forecast brought to you by the Association. I'm Fred Richards. For this morning, mostly sunny and hot. Your Real Country forecast for this afternoon, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. How easy is that? All you got to do is find out what radio stations are playing those weather forecasts, and then you got to go get a recording. It's pretty easy, but there's a lot more than just those few that I gave you. In fact, I can tell you there's, several geographic locations. And in fact, as I look at the DX Audio Service database, some of these are right under the noses of some members. So if you're not even making an effort to go get them, shame on you. Now, there's been a couple of rule changes since the last time we did the announcement a month ago, because I had a couple calls, people asking questions. And let me run over a few things. When you make your submission, you have to make a recording off the radio. No internet recordings. And please don't ask your buddies to go record them for you. Do it yourself. That's what radio is all about. Okay? Now, when you make your recordings, be sure to write on the tape or submit a little card or something with it saying what the call sign is, location, the date of the recording, and the time of the recording. Also, be sure that you record enough of the radio station's break so we can clearly identify the radio station. That means if you can possibly get it as it's coming out of the music, going into the break, and then leaving the break and going back into music again, well, that may work, except we got a couple news talk stations. But anyway, you need to record enough of it where we can clearly identify the radio station and the break is authentic. And again, please, no internet recordings. Now, another change we made since the last edition. We're going to make this more interesting by upping the ante, so to speak. For each entry that you make, each station you submit, your name will be put in the hopper. So in other words, if you only find me on one station, you get one chance. If you submit, say, three stations, your name goes in three times. Then we're going to spin that hopper around and draw a name, and we'll mention it on the November edition of the DX Audio Service, because all submissions must be in at the end of September. We're going to be already into our October issue, so we'll have to wait till November to read off the winner. And here's something else that's new. Every time we get another entry, we're going to up the prize. So it could get very interesting if we get, say, 10 or 15 submissions here. We might find a pretty big prize here. Nice Christmas present, I think. We'll see what happens. But you need to find Fred. Turn on the radio, listen around, see if you can find me. I can tell you right now that I'm literally underneath the noses of a few of the members. And here's a couple hints. One is that one of the stations is in the extreme northeast of the United States. The other, the opposite end. You need to go look around and see if you can find these radio stations, make a recording and make your submission, and then you can find Fred. Get to it.
Today's best music, WNRC.
As many of you know, I got rid of my email account simply because it just got to be such a pain. I was getting 400, 500 messages a day, and it was taking me literally 4 hours just to go through the stuff, most of which was just a lot of forwarded jokes, pictures, and things which, you know, I've kind of seen before. So it really wasn't that interesting. So this took me by surprise. I received a letter from Canada from one of our DX Audio Service members, who said that I may want to read this on the DX Audio Service. Apparently, there was a radio crime committed up in Winnipeg, and he thought I should read this. And after looking at this, I have to agree. Apparently, they're looking for somebody by the name of Hopalong Capacity, and the letter reads as follows. The Winnipeg Amateur Radio Club and Derek VE4HAA say that a reward has been offered. Yes, a reward of 500 microfarads is offered for information leading to the arrest of a desperate criminal, Hopalong Capacity. This unrectified criminal escaped from a Western primary cell where he'd been clamped in ions awaiting the Gauss chamber. He was charged with the induction of a 18-turn coil by the name of Millihenry, who was found choked and robbed of valuable jewels. He is armed with a carbon rod and is a potential killer. Capacity is also charged with driving DC motors over a Wheatstone bridge and refusing to let the band pass. If encountered, he may offer series of resistance. The electromotive force spent the night searching for him in a magnetic field where he had gone to Earth. They had no success and believe that he has returned ohm via a short circuit. He was last seen riding a kilocycle with his friend Eddie Current, who was playing a harmonic. John, you're a funny guy. And here's something that's no jive. Crazy Ken is cleaning out his closet. Try saying that 10 times in a row. Crazy Ken Chatterton up in Mansville, New York, is cleaning out the old National Radio Club's publication closet. And he found a whole bunch of old National Radio Club tapes that he'd like to sell and get rid of because he's, quite frankly, retiring from doing all the publications. Wayne Heinen's going to be taking care of that. And he'd just like to get rid of them for now. And we've got them on sale. Reduced price of what they originally were. So if you'd like to get some of these classic old shows, now's the time to pull out that wallet and pick them up. After Dark number 2 He's got four copies of that. There are four tapes in a binder per copy, and they're only $9.50 for After Dark Number 2. After Dark Number 3, same deal, four tapes in a binder. He's got two copies of After Dark Number 3 for only $9.50. The mother of all After Dark issues was the 1995 After Dark Number 5. There were 12 tapes in a binder. He's got only one copy, $15.95. After Dark Number 9 was two tapes in a box. He's got 15 copies of that, only $5. Also, After Dark Number 11, two tapes in a box. He's got seven copies of that for only $5. And finally, he's got All Radio 1, two tapes. He's got one copy of that. And All Radio 2, there's two tapes in that series. There's three copies of that, only $5. If you'd like to pick those up, please contact Wayne Heinen. And just write to him if you got email. It's sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. Or you can write to him at 4131 South Andes Way, Aurora, Colorado, 80013-3831. Get in touch with Wayne, and you can pick up those copies of After Dark and also the All Radio at pennies on the dollar. Because when they're gone, they're gone. Now here's a guy we're going to see at the 2006 National Radio Club Convention, and he's got a request for all you DX Audio Service members about the 2007 convention.
Well, Fred, just a few more words about our big convention coming up over Labor Day. We're going to be hearing from a broadcaster with a unique background at our Saturday evening banquet, and he's right there in Akron right now. Not only that, but his wife has been involved with radio, too, so she'll be with him. And our club president will be attending the Akron Convention. Wayne Heinen has found a way to break away from his really nearly impossible daily schedule of work out in Colorado. So we're going to be hearing right from the horse's mouth in Akron. If you have any questions about the National Radio Club, boy, this is the time to show up and ask Wayne what's going on and get his opinion on things. Now, here, I have the address for sending items you want to auction off at the world-famous Saturday Night NRC Auction. Send your items to George Green. His mailing address for this is 1527 Sunset Avenue in Akron, Ohio, and the zip code is 44301. Now, frankly, the most fun I'm having right now is putting together the Sunday morning tests. Every time I come up with a really stupid question, I just put it over in the candy quiz box. I know somebody will answer the question. Then I can throw a wrapped candy bar at them. That wakes them up usually pretty good on Sunday mornings. Of course, the more serious questions, I keep those in top secret in a mayonnaise jar right here in our pantry until it's time to leave for Akron. Everybody remember to call that Best Western Inn number for your room reservation before they're all gone. Be sure to tell them you're with the National Radio Club so you get our special rate. That phone number once again is 1-330-794-1050. Now, next month I'm going to be telling you about how to apply to become the host for the 2007 National Radio Club DX Audio Service Convention. So start planning right now. You'll see how simple it is once you get started. In fact, as I send this back to Fred now, he's going to be taking an active part in this year's program.
Well, that's right, John. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things at the National Radio Club Convention. One of them is a demonstration of audio quality courtesy of WNRC. We got a lot of donations and things, which have really helped out. And we'll have the station on the air just to kind of demonstrate audio quality. I'm also going to be talking about how a little digital television station evolved into a big, and I mean big, digital TV station. So I hope that you're able to attend the National Radio Club Convention, and we can kind of fill you in on that.
Remember that time when your dad whacked you on the head and said, "Hey, turn that crap down!" Aren't you glad your dad isn't standing in back of you now?
What the hell does that mean?
Crank it up.
WNRC AM and FM, Convention City.
You know, when people hear the word automation, they normally think of that as bad radio. but automation can actually make good-sounding radio possible. And at the 2006 National Radio Club Convention, we're going to give you an earful. But to have great radio, you have to have great music. The music for the National Radio Club's radio station, WNRC, was kind of unique. I guess I could have gone out and just bought a library from several different companies that offer this service. Or maybe I could have spent hours online with Napster and other online services, or even stealing MP3s from news groups and trying to put together some kind of library. But I wanted to be a little bit different in this project, in that I wanted to take all the albums and 45s that I've collected over the years, seeing that I'm kind of trying to get rid of a lot of this old vinyl and sell it off on eBay and such. I wanted to give it one last chance. So I bought a computer program from Sonic Foundry, which allows me to restore vinyl. And I've been using it here to put together the library for WNRC. Now, over the past couple of years, this has been, a labor of love, because I've found a lot of great songs that I frankly forgot about. But it kind of parallels my thoughts about radio station playlists, that they're too short. I mean, we joke about the fact that some of the radio stations just play the same 200 songs day in and day out. Well, so far, the WNRC library is up to approximately 2,500 songs, and it's still growing as we go along. The problem is trying to get good quality copies of a lot of the records, and it's forced me to kind of go through and weed out different songs and actually look on different albums and 45s just to try to find good quality versions, hopefully stereo versions. One of the problems that I have is a lot of this old vinyl, I don't remember it this way, but it is kind of noisy. Well, I got a copy of a program on Sonic Foundry, which allows me to do some vinyl restoration. I thought I'd give you a little example of what it can do. Let's listen to a song which is right off the old 45 and see how it sounds. Not bad. It's mono. It's lacking some fidelity, and as you can hear, there is some surface noise on the quieter passages. I just happen to have the album, so let's listen to the 33 RPM version of the song. Not bad for an LP, which is some 40 years old, I guess. And it has some scratches and some dust and a little bit of equalization problems. And what can I say? It's an older LP that I had around here for a long time. Well, I recorded the song into the Sonic Foundry's SoundForge and then used the vinyl restoration work package that they have and went through and took out a lot of the surface noise, a lot of the pops and clicks, and here's the result. Son of a gun.
You walked into the party like you were.
Now, once we have this song as pristine as possible, along with all the other music that we've been recording, we take this music and we export it over to the automation system, and it's exported as a WAV file. It's 44.1 kilohertz, 16-bit stereo. And that might surprise you, because a lot of people like to use MP3s, or lower bit rates. The problem with that is you introduce artifacts into the recording. It's not pristine anymore. It actually can make some music sound funny. So we try to keep it as pristine as possible. Understand it does eat up a lot of hard drive space. So the automation system has 500 gigabytes just for the music directory. Now, once the audio files are over onto the automation system, it's time to give them what's called attributes. That is, we have to give it a name. The file name we use, I call the Whitburn Standard. And it's used across a lot of different music systems, as well as on the internet to identify specific songs. In my case, I use the year, an underscore mark, and the ranking of the song. So this particular song is called 73_004.wave. Once it's in the system, we name it with the title, the artist. We give it a tempo, a gender, and also some kind of ranking. I call this a P song because it's very popular. We also have to tell the automation system where the disc jockey can talk to, or is that wave jockey? Anyway, we have to tell the system exactly where our vocal, our DJ, can talk to and when he has to stop. So let's give a quick listen again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Sounds to me just prior to 17, and actually I've worked this out on the screen and it comes to 16.67. Who's counting those extra seconds, huh? Well, actually, it's kind of important because the automation system has to place the stuff appropriately. Then we look at the end of the song. And like we calculated the intro of the song, we're going to calculate the outro to be 4.2 seconds. That's when the song starts to fade and the DJ can start talking. Now, I've done several other songs, so we have at least some way to do a seg between two songs, but we need the announcer, and I guess that's me. All right. Okay, here we go. You're So Vain, Carly Simon, a song that Phil Wayne wrote and produced. No, I'm just kidding, Phil. Hope you're enjoying yourself at the 2006 National Radio Club Convention. We're here because you are. There's a lot of things to see and do. And, of course, you got all your friends right here at the convention. Here's Jigsaw on WNRC. Now that we have our voice track performed, we'll put it into the automation. We've got our music restored, so it sounds real good. And we got another song set up to go into, so let's see what the automation does with it. You're So Vain, Carly Simon, a song that Phil Wayne wrote and produced. No, I'm just kidding, Phil. Hope you're enjoying yourself at the 2006 National Radio Club Convention. We're here because you are. There's a lot of things to see and do. And, of course, you got all your friends right here at the convention. Here's Jigsaw on WNRC. And with a few clicks of the mouse here, we can even change the programming so that it comes out of the song, goes into a jingle, ignores me completely, and just plays the song.
DX till you drop, WNRC.
Or with a little editing, we can even make what's called a split vocal with jingle. You're So Vain, Carly Simon, a song that Phil Wayne wrote and produced. No, I'm just kidding, Phil.
DX till you drop, WNRC.
Hope you're enjoying yourself at the 2006 National Radio Club Convention. We're here because you are. There's a lot of things to see and do. And, of course, you got all your friends right here at the convention. Here's Jigsaw on WNRC. So there you have it. We took a 45 or an LP, we restored it to really good condition, put it into the automation system, set up some attributes, and then just did some mediocre announcing and allowed the system to assemble it for us. And by God, you can even make an old bird like me sound good on the radio, can't you? Well, we hope you have a chance to stop by the 2006 National Radio Club Convention and check it out for yourself. Give it a listen. And again, whenever you hear people talk about automation, it's just like any tool. You can either use it or you can abuse it. So with that, let's say 7-3 and good DX, because we've got to get out of here. I think we got one more edition before we have a chance to toddle off for the convention. We'll see some of you folks there. Some of you will just have to hear about it right here on the DX audio service. Again, 73, good DX. Get out and support radio.
NRC Convention City, a National Radio Club radio station.
NRC Convention, WNRC Convention City.